I say, trying not to let the panic I feel reach my voice. My hand on the counter shakes violently, so I pull it back, gripping my bag to keep it still. Please, I say. She licks her lips and looks at the computer again. I watch her fingers tap away and her mouth press together in concentration.
Well, there will be another flight in 3 days. I could have your ticket transferred to that flight for no cost.
My vacation time is already arranged through work. I can't change it now, I say. It has to be today. Tomorrow at the latest. I wouldn't have time to... It just has to be by tomorrow.
Someone behind me makes an annoyed sound. I glance over my shoulder to see the guy with the beady eyes who bumped me. His arms are crossed, and he's tapping his foot dramatically. I ignore him, but the girl helping me glances at him and tenses a little.
Ma'am,
she says, a little more curtly.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but there's nothing else I can do. Do you want me to upgrade you to first class for tomorrow or transfer your ticket?
No, I say. I want a refund. The words come out of me slowly and painfully. It's not the end of the world, though. I can just wait a few more months until another opportunity to get time off comes. I'm sure I can get my deposit back from the hotel.
The girl makes an obnoxiously placating face.
We, unfortunately, don't offer refunds in this case.
This case? I say, feeling my temper start to falter. The man behind me clears his throat again.
Need a cough drop, asshole?
I snap, turning at him with a look on my face that must be terrifying because he flinches back. The girl's eyes are wide now and her body is rigid. I know I'll feel guilty for this later, but right now I just feel the crushing disappointment numbing me to everything, even the stupidity of taking my anger out on this poor girl.
You mean this case, where you guys took my money weeks ago, and now you're telling me I can't get what I paid for, but I also can't get my money back? You mean that case? There's nothing I can do, says the girl, robotically.
I sigh, feeling all the anger drain out of me as suddenly as it came.
It's fine. It's not your fault, I say. I'll figure something else out. Just put it on hold for now, okay?
She nods, shifting her eyes to motion for the next in line to come to the counter. I turn and walk away from the counter and find a bench to sit on. I curl my arms around the bag and hug it in my lap, resting my head on it like a big pillow and willing myself not to cry. There's no point sitting here feeling sorry for myself. Yeah, I worked my ass off for this vacation. Yeah, none of this is fair. But I'm not the kind of girl who wallows in self-pity. I just can't seem to make myself get up yet. Not now. I decide to allow myself to wallow for just a few minutes. At least taking a week off work means I have time to mope in the airport for a little while. I don't let a single tear come, though I could cry a million in frustration and disappointment. I'm not going to cry over this. It's just a crushed dream I spent months looking forward to. It's only... A deep voice draws my attention.
Canceled.
Asks the man. My head pops up so I can see the speaker, but his back is to me. He wears a suit that looks expensive, but my eyes go straight past the material to the places where it hugs his fit body exceptionally well. Broad shoulders, lean, athletic legs, and posture that says volumes about his confidence. His feet are wide, hands placed on the counter, and he leans in. I listen to the girl tell him the same thing she told me, except this guy already had first-class tickets, so she tells him he can transfer his tickets over for tomorrow, no problem. He sighs, turns away from the counter, and starts walking directly toward me. I've heard the cliche before, but I think my heart actually stops when I see him coming for me. He's tall, with the most arrestingly blue eyes I've ever seen. A couple days' worth of scruff lines his crisp jawline and full lips. His hair is effortless.